Right now, the port of Green Bay, like all the others on the Great Lakes, only handles bulk shipments, like coal and cement, but that could change if there are enough shipments in and out to justify a container port. Containers can handle almost any kind of finished goods, from food products to electronics. Researchers at UW-Green Bay have received a $55,000 grant from the Duluth-based Great Lakes Maritime Research Institute. It'll be used to survey area industries and analyze the viability of connecting the Great Lakes through the St. Lawrence Seaway to ocean-going container ships. Dean Hain is the Green Bay Port Director. If the study finds the port is a viable container outlet, he says it could have a big impact on the area's economy.
Right now, the container ships go to deep water coastal ports, and our hope is that with some changes in new business development and with congestion issues and fuel consumption, that you'll see these container ships being transloaded at coastal ports to smaller vessels that can get into the Great Lakes and reach the cities that are on the Great Lakes, you know, the Chicago's, the Green Bay's, Cleveland's, Detroit's.
A container port is already being set up in Oswego, New York, on Lake Ontario. The feasibility study by UW-Green Bay will take 2 years. From there, Haynes says some infrastructure will need to be put in before container shipping could begin. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.